And now it's time for the further adventures of Big John and Sparky. Today's chapter is entitled, Where Has Sparky Gone? Due to a misunderstanding, what turned out to be quite a serious misunderstanding, Sparky ran away from home. He thought I didn't like him anymore. He thought I was more interested in my girlfriend, if I could even call her that, than I was in him. And so he decided he would go someplace else to live. He just left a note on his pillow saying that he was going, and he'd let us know sometime where he was, but in the meantime he was running away. As today's episode begins, Mayor Plumfront is with me in my little home in Cincinnati, Ohio, and we're listening to the radio. Come join us.
While the three planes continue soaring through the stratosphere somewhere over the Pacific on the last leg of their around-the-world flight. On the local scene, all's been quiet as far as news is concerned. Yesterday, it was thought that the little boy who has been missing from his home since Friday, Sparky, would be found. First, a report came in to local police headquarters that he was seen in Denver, Colorado. Then there was a report that he was seen in Madison, Wisconsin. Soon after that, he was reported seen in Charleston, South Carolina. Since then, there's been no further news as to the missing lad's whereabouts, and so the mystery deepens. Where is Sparky? That's the question everyone in Cincinnati, in fact, across the nation, is asking. Yes, where is Sparky? In the sports world, the Cincinnati Reds are slated to meet the Giants in a night game out at Crosley Field tonight.
Turn it off there, Mayor.
Looks like it might be.
Yeah, I shouldn't. Well, still no news about the lad. Yeah, still no news. Can't understand it. I just can't understand it. How could Sparky disappear so completely?
Search me, Buster. It's got me stumped. Every policeman in every city, town, and village in the whole United States and Canada is on the lookout for the lad. But what gets me is, how could he ever manage to get out of Cincinnati?
I don't know. The only thing I can see, Mayor, is that Sparky wasn't just letting his imagination run away with him when he said he came here in the first place from the land of make-believe.
You mean to tell me that you still think that... Look, if the lad did really come from the land of make-believe, what you're saying is maybe he went back there and just plain disappeared from the face of the earth?
Yes, yes, that's what I think. There's the doorbell. Would you go see who it is, Mayor?
Yeah, sure. Don't get up there with your busted ankle. I'll take care of it. Sure is a puzzle, all right, I'll tell you that. Hardly anybody can figure out exactly what's going on. Oh, hi, Uke.
Hi, Mayor.
Hey, come on in here, Uke. We're just sitting here in the living room wondering where the lad is.
Ah, fine. I think you and Big John will be glad to hear what I have done. Oh, howdy, Big John. Hey, sitting there on the couch with your leg in the cast propped up on the hassock, are you?
Hi, Uke. Come on, sit down. What is it you've done that I'll be glad to hear about?
Well, Big John, as you well know, I am, among other things, a private eye detective with my own private eye detective agency office up in the Horace H. Feathers building.
Yeah, I know that, Uke. What about it?
Yeah, stop beating around the bush, Uke, and come out with it. What have you done that Big John will be glad to hear about?
I was just getting to that, Mayor. Just let me talk, please. For goodness sakes, all you ever do is interrupt the fellow when he's talking.
Oh, me, just forget I ever said anything.
Now, go ahead, Uke. What were you saying?
That's all I was saying, Big John. You fellas are well aware of the fact that, among other things, I am a private eye detective with my own private eye detective agency office.
Yes, yes.
Well, I have Organi Eyes, the largest searching party in the history of missing persons. Every private eye detective in the United States, Canada, South America, Europe, and Asia, all looking for Sparky.
Oh, well, wonderful, Uke. That's fine. Every person we have looking for Sparky is going to be a big help. The more there are, the better our chances are of finding him.
That's right. 100% correct. That's what I always say. 100% correct. As a matter of fact, Big John, you will also be glad to know that this here searching party I have organized is well experienced in the art of tracking down missing persons.
Oh?
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Fine.
They found a lot of missing persons, have they, Uke? Any famous missing person cases that they've solved?
You will be happy to note, Mayor, and you too, Big John, that my searching party has worked on one of the most famous, baffling, and mysterious missing person cases in the history of missing persons.
Is that right?
Yeah, fine.
Which one is that, Yuki?
It's a case of missing person file number 176-32891. A case that baffled the world's most famous detectives. A case that even the FBI couldn't solve. As a matter of fact, even Scotland Yard couldn't solve it. It's a case of old Charlie Westlaw, who disappeared in the African jungles back in 1937 and hasn't been heard from since.
Well, wait a minute, Yuke. According to the stories I've heard you tell about old Charlie Rushflaw, he's never been found at all.
He hasn't. Hasn't been heard from since that day in May, 1937, when he disappeared in the jungles of Africa.
Well, if your searching party hasn't been able to find old Charlie Rushflaw, how can you say they're experts at finding missing persons?
Well, now, Mayor, if the world's most famous detectives and the FBI and Scotland Yard can't find old Charlie Rushflaw, you know, his disappearance must be a big mystery. You have to be pretty good not to solve a case that them their fellas can't solve either.
Yeah, but Yuki, you see, me? I'm going to try to even explain it to him.
Explain what, Mayor? What do you mean, explain it to me? Explain what? Explain yourself there, Mayor.
Well, Yuki, if your searching party had been able to solve a mystery all them other detectives couldn't solve, then I'd say that they was pretty good. But anybody can work on a mysterious case and not solve it. Any dumb cluck can do that.
Anybody? Mayor, you call the investigators at Scotland Yard and the FBI anybody? Would you call them fellas a bunch of dumb clucks? No, siree, they're the most brilliant detectives in the world. No, siree. Listen, when you work on a case they work on, you're traveling in pretty high-class company. No, siree, when you can't solve a case they can't solve, you have got to be good. That's what I always say.
Well, look, you guys. All this talk isn't finding Sparky. Oh, if I just didn't have this cast on my ankle, I could get out and search for him.
Now, Buster, take it easy. Everything possible is being done. Where would you go to look for the lad? There are policemen and detectives and plain ordinary people looking for the little fella all over the world. What more can be done?
I don't know. That's why I feel so helpless just sitting here. Just sitting here all day long.
Hey, telephone's ringing. Hey, I'll answer it, Big John. It might be for me. I left word telephone company that I'd be here at your house.
Yeah, okay. Answer it if you want to.
Hello? Yes, this is Yuki Butcher. Fine, put him on. It's for me, Big John. Wouldn't be surprised if it was about Sparky, lad.
Oh, yeah. Hey, that'd be wonderful, wouldn't it?
Well, yes, Private Eye, Secret Investigator Butcher on this end. Fine. Excellent. Good work. All right, keep me informed. Yes. Goodbye. Big John, Mayor, that was some good news.
Hey, has Sparky been found?
Not yet, but he's just as good as found.
What do you mean he's just as good as found?
That was one of the private eyes who is part of the searching party I have formed. He says that he knows where Sparky is right this very minute.
No kidding.
Yes. The little lad is in a drugstore, eating a chocolate ice cream soda. The detective's called up from a telephone booth in the same drugstore, and he was watching the lad at the very moment he was talking to me on the telephone just a moment there ago.
Well, wonderful. Where is the drugstore that Sparky's eating the soda?
Yes, sir. You see, Big John, that... What'd you say?
I said, where is the drugstore where the detective was watching Sparky?
Oh, that wasn't that stupid of me.
What's the matter?
I forgot to ask.
Well, who is the detective who called you? If you know who he is, then you'll certainly know where he's located.
Well, what do you know about that? It's another little detail I have overlooked.
You mean that you don't know who the detective was where he called from?
Seems to me that's the case, Mayor. 100% correct. And not so fine.
Oh, Yuki. Yuki. Your private detectives are looking for Sparky. They're located all over the world. That call could have come from anywhere in the United States or Canada. As a matter of fact, from anywhere in the entire world.
Oh, me, Yuki. What makes you such a dumb snoot? Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy.
Well, now let's see. That their detective's voice sounded familiar, but who was it? Could have been old Rockingford P. Snodgrass up in Nome, Alaska. No, he talks with a lisp. Was it old Parking T. Quilly down in Baton Rouge, Louisiana? Oh, when he talks, he doesn't pronounce his letter B. Did it sound like old Clayton McFayton up in Walla Walla, Washington? No, every time he talks, he says a word that sounds like it begins with a W. Maybe it was old Arthur Q. Furtrap up in Montreal, Canada. No, he's on vacation down at the South Pole. Well, I don't know who it was. I mean, I don't know.